Unit 1. Major. Higher standards, lower prices.
1. Preliminary reading. This section provides preliminary background information for the TV commercials you are going to watch and listen to. Read the passage carefully and do the tasks that follow.
The supermarket is considered to be one of America's most effective innovations because it has dramatically changed the lives of people in many countries. The most important characteristics of the supermarket are its self-service system and massive displays of a wide variety of merchandise sold at reasonable prices. Michael Cullen, later known as King Cullen, opened his first self-service supermarket in Queens, New York City, in 1930, realizing his dream of creating mass merchandising and high-volume sales at low profit margins. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, supermarkets boomed and spread all over the United States. The growing popularity of the automobile helped spur the supermarket boom. Supermarkets' large parking lots allowed customers to buy food in bulk for the coming week and bring it home in their cars. Today, American-style supermarkets are found around the world. Some are now so large that they are called hypermarkets or megamarkets and deal in almost all the goods and services that exist in the world of commerce: meat, dairy products, produce, seafood, flowers, clothing, books, computers and software, home electronics, jewelry, and furniture. Many even have tire shops, pharmacies, hearing aid centers, optometrists, and gas stations. Many customers are fascinated and overwhelmed by the products and services available, and are often persuaded to buy even more than they had intended to. Some customers, however, criticize supermarkets and hypermarkets because they tend to turn people into shopaholics who are addicted to buying much more than they actually need, and who are never completely happy or satisfied no matter how much they buy. Shopping can be fun, but careful planning should come first.